When Eileen Crosby began working as the archivist at the Holyoke Public Library 4 years ago, she says she found great resources about the city's early industrial history and the waves of Irish and Polish migrants who settled in the town generations ago.
We had material on all those groups, but what we didn't have in the archives very much of was any really rich material about any groups that arrived in Holyoke after about the 1950s.
Specifically, Crosby says, the archive had very little information about the thousands of Puerto Ricans who moved to Holyoke in the second half of the 20th century. So Crosby and her team sought out a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities.
We really wanted to use it to try to start capturing this missing piece. And I say start because this is really just scratching the surface.
The grant project is called Nuestros Senderos, Our Journeys and Our Lives in Holyoke. Its aim is to identify some of the Puerto Rican families who have built their lives in Holyoke. Among them, Julita Rojas. Rojas moved to New York City from Puerto Rico in the 1960s, but when she took a trip out to Holyoke to visit her sister in the summer of 1969, everything changed.
And I say, I love this place. And then 6 months later, I was living in Holyoke. I moved to Holyoke with all my family. Ever since I've been here.
Rojas raised her 4 children in Holyoke. She now has 6 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild who also live in the area. And it's important to her to share her story with them and future generations.
I wanted them to know the roots. I wanted them to know where I came from and all the things that's happened, you know, in Puerto Rico, yes.
Rojas brought 3 family photos with her to the library's community digitization event on Saturday. Crosby and her team of volunteers made digital copies of photos and documents that community members brought in to share. They also had a booth set up to make audio recordings of family stories. All those files will be saved in the archive to help fill out the story of the city's diverse heritage.
The reason we don't have more family history materials in general is because people think, well, it's just my family who would be interested in that. But there's actually, in a lot of that material, the things that we collect about our own families, there's a lot of social history. There might be information about the neighborhood, about schools, about cultural traditions.
Just a handful of families shared their stories and photos at the first event. Crosby says the library is hoping to gather more as the project continues through next spring. For New England Public Radio, I'm Catherine Davis Young.